temperature KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Monday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies, mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies, temperatures right around 43. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, temperatures at 23 degrees. And Wednesday, sunny skies. Currently, it's 39.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Well, President Trump often cited withdrawing from the North American Free Trade Agreement as a way to reduce America's trade deficit with Mexico. But an article in Forbes says that isn't the way it works. If the U.S. should no longer be involved in NAFTA, all three countries revert to most favored nation trade status under the World Trade Organization. In order to join the WTO, each country had to agree to limit its tariffs to certain levels. The average U.S. tariff on imports from non-FTA countries, 2.8%. The World Bank says Mexico's average tariff is 4.5%. If freed from NAFTA, the president could increase tariffs on Mexican imports to help reduce an imbalance, but WTO rules require the U.S. also raise tariffs by an equal amount to all of its other partners that don't have a free trade agreement with America. Most economists say there's no scenario under which withdrawing from NAFTA would be a good thing for the U.S. Should they follow through with the withdrawal threat, Mexico and Canada would look elsewhere for free trade agreements. Canada has a new free trade agreement with the European Union. Mexico and the EU currently negotiating a free trade agreement of their own. The House Committee on Science, Space, and Technology announcing it may soon hold a hearing on the International Agency for Cancer Research's 2015 assessment that glyphosate is a carcinogen. The committee has been looking into the IARC, which receives American taxpayer funding, and it sent a letter to the agency's director citing concerns over the scientific integrity of the group. The letter also sheds light on the allegations of data manipulation in the IARC review of glyphosate. It also questions involvement of Christian Portier, a statistician with no previous experience regarding glyphosate, who testified during a high-profile European hearing that he was in favor of banning the herbicide. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers. Does the farm and industrial equipment market have you down in the dumps? You keep getting told your trade isn't worth anything and the dealers don't want it on trade. New Frontier Ag wants to help you sell your late model good usable equipment. With nationwide advertising and worldwide buyers, New Frontier Ag will get you more money for your equipment. Specializing in late model clean equipment, New Frontier Ag is your premium connection to premium equipment. Call Sam at 308-340-8989 or go to the website newfrontierag.com.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
I am Jim Swim, Jr., a riding candidate for school board, USD 364, position number 6. I want to represent you and will bring an unbiased voice to our school board. I want to hear your thoughts and concerns regarding education in our school district. Please write my name in for position 6. Thanks for your support. this ad paid for by Jim Slim Jr.
Take a walk or drive to see Marysville's newest subdivision. Hartley Ridge is located between North 8th Street and Jayhawk Road, close to the Blue River Trail. Residents will enjoy a scenic country setting with city amenities. Call Jeff at Inline Construction, 562-5525, to ask about the spec home under construction or to purchase one of our 13 lots available where you can build the house of your dreams. Hartley Ridge Subdivision. Welcome home.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities are investigating the death of a man found in a burning home after gunshots were reported in Lawrence. The Lawrence Journal-World reports that Douglas County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the home south of Lawrence Friday night following the report of gunshots. The house was on fire. The man was found dead in the home after firefighters put out the blaze. Kansas Governor Brownback's office has confirmed that he fired the State Department of Commerce's top administrator in June, partly over questions about agency contracts. The statement from the Republican governor's office Friday came after weeks of denials that former Commerce Secretary Antonio Suave had been terminated. The Kansas City Star reports the confirmation came less than a day after it published a detailed story on the contracts with Suave Associates. I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we've been putting tires on cars since 1926. And we know when the road gets rough, you need a set of tires that can get tough. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $60 on a Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid October 12th through November 12th. Claim form required. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Bancorp Bank member FDIC. Expiration applies.
Your floors are under attack, from overwatered plants to overflowing dog bowls. But the Home Depot has water-resistant Pergo Outlast Plus laminate flooring, starting at just $279 a square foot. So you and your floors get to fight back with 24-hour spill protection that stands up to liquids for a whole day without damage. The next generation of laminate flooring is Pergo Outlast Plus, starting at just $279 a square foot. Exclusively from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only.
Authorities have arrested a man suspected of stealing a police vehicle in Manhattan. The 32-year-old man was taken into custody early Saturday and is being held on $32,000 bond. Raleigh County Police say the police vehicle was stolen Friday night after a stop involving several suspects. The vehicle was recovered a short time later. Secretary Phyllis Gilmore plans to retire December 1st as the Kansas Department of Children and Families top administrator amid ongoing scrutiny of the state's foster care system. The department has faced criticism over issues related to the state's oversight of services for abused and neglected children. Problems include several high-profile cases of children who were not removed from homes and later died. Kansas State University is stepping up police patrols and taking other safety measures following a series of racial incidents. School officials say they're taking steps toward a safer campus for all students and staff, and they're also reviewing the need for additional security cameras. The FBI has opened a civil rights investigation into last week's graffiti incident as a possible hate crime. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5 meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Authorities say a 9-year-old boy has been killed in the crash of an all-terrain vehicle at a South Central Nebraska farm. The Franklin County Sheriff's Office said the crash occurred Friday evening. The boy's name and other details have not been released. Authorities have released the name of a woman who died after being pinned under a car she was repairing in Lincoln. Police identified the woman Sunday as 40-year-old Darcy Johnson. Authorities say that Johnson was working under a sedan propped up on a jack in an apartment complex parking lot when the car fell off the jack Saturday, pinning her underneath. The annual campaign to sign Nebraska residents up for health insurance through the federal marketplace could hit more snags than usual this year, and advocates say that rural areas will be hardest hit. Open enrollment through the Affordable Care Act exchanges opened last week, but outreach groups that guide residents through the process will have far less time and money available for the job. I'm Stephanie Austin.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Election day is Tuesday, with polling locations open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. This year, city and school board elections will move to the fall ballot. Marysville voters will choose a mayor, with incumbent Carla Grund opposed by former city manager Rick Shane. Bobby Pippia is the lone candidate filed for Ward 1 City Council. In Ward 2, incumbent Keith Bikeman is challenged by Terry Hughes and Robert Shelburne. Ward 3 incumbent Vicki Gross faces off with Jason Barnes and Sharon Marks. And in Ward 4, Kyle Bargman and Diane Schroller vie for the seat. Three positions are open for Marysville USD 364, with incumbent Chris Denner challenged by Tammy Antoine for position 4. Ham Dankenbrink is unopposed for position 5. And writing candidates Kevin O'Neill and Jim Swim Jr. have announced for position 6. For writing candidates, you need to write the name and check the box. Axtell Mayor Wynn Bussing is unopposed, and Ed Farrell and Andy Torrey are filed for 2 council seats. Beatty Mayor Kevin O'Neill is unopposed, with Dan Schmitz and incumbents Rob Olmsted and Gary Scala filed for 5 seats open. Joseph Funk and Aaron Owen are unopposed for Frankfort City Council. Oquito Mayor Darrell Cook is unopposed, with incumbents Dave Herman and Mel Holly filed, with 4 positions open. Summerfield Mayor Bruce Mitchell is unopposed. Terry G., Kyle Renz, and Joy Renz Jr. have filed for 5 open council seats. USD 380 patrons will decide on a $1.35 million question allowing for safety and security improvements at the Vermilion, Frankfort, and Centralia schools. An $8.25 million proposal, which also included other building upgrades, was defeated in August. For Valley Heights, USD 498 school board incumbent Sharon Osborne is challenged by Jeff McCullough for position 4. No one filed for position 5, and Melva Center is unopposed for position 6. USD 380 has no contested races, with Royce Becker filed for position 3, Amy Adams position 4, and Eric Gerstner position 5. Position 6 will be determined by write-in. For USD 113, Prairie Hills and Shaughnessy is running uncontested for position 6. In Washington County, 5 Barnes residents are filed for 3 council seats, Jana Albers, Sam McPeak, Carolyn Moore, Nick Sedeby, and Kevin Height. No one has filed for Greenleaf or Haddam mayor or council. In Hanover, Nick Rohr and Kylie Fritchie are filed with 3 seats open. Mike Clay is running for Hollenberg mayor and Thomas Webster for council. No one has filed for Lynn mayor or council. In Washington, Melanie Bryant and Don Imhoff are filed with 3 open council positions. Washington County USD 108 school board has 2 write-in candidates announced. Twyla LeCure and Kevin Elliott for position 4. Rhonda Manley and Bradley Jones are uncontested for positions 2 and 6, respectively. USD 223, Barnes, Hanover, and Lynn have just a single candidate for each of 3 open positions, with Douglas Bikeman, Alan Holdy, James Arbanicki on the ballot. Polls open again Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. We'll have election results Tuesday evening live on KNDY.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Neill, and I'm running for position 6 as a write-in candidate, USD 364 Board of Education.
Kevin O'Neill would make a great school board member. Kevin is currently serving on the Marysville Junior Senior High School Site Council. He served as president of St. Gregory's School Council and has coached many youth teams, showing he truly cares for children. Kevin is a man of strong faith, serving on St. Malachi's Parish and Finance Councils. Kevin has been Beatty Mayor for 12 years and was instrumental in the fundraising and reconstruction of the new Beatty Cafe. Kevin is really involved in the betterment of the community. Kevin O'Neill would make a great school board member. Be sure to fill in the oval and write Kevin O'Neill for position 6 as a write-in candidate for the USD 364 Board of Education. That's Kevin O'Neill, position 6, write-in candidate, Board of Education.
Paid for by friends for Kevin O'Neill.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in innerspring, hybrid, and memory foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in-store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
Here's your KNDY weather eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Well, looking ahead to this week, as of right now, it looks like we're going to see dry weather. We'll see a little bit of some cloud cover here and there between today and into tomorrow night, but sunny skies will prevail as we head towards the middle of the week. Temperature-wise, right around the lower to mid-40s with warming temperatures in the 50s by Thursday. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Monday, partly sunny to mostly cloudy skies at mid-40s. Winds will be from the east at around 5 miles an hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, upper 20s. Winds will be from the north at around 5 miles an hour. For Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 43. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low near 23. For Wednesday, mostly sunny. We'll still see temperatures right around the mid-40s. Wednesday night, mostly clear in the upper 20s. Thursday, sunny skies. We'll see temperatures at 52 degrees. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
It's the Reflections Hallmark Holiday Open House, now through Friday. Get 30% off select Hallmark gifts, buy one, get one half off boxed holiday cards, the best selection of Hallmark ornaments in Northeast Kansas, and cozy winter accessories. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville is now open 7 days a week, including 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays and 1 to 5 on Sundays. You don't want to miss the Holiday Open House.
Average high temperature early November 60, record high on this date 82 in 1924. The average low 38, the record low of 17 in 1959. Sunset this evening 5:16, sunrise in the morning at 6:57.
The weekend clock change still has many of us feeling a little out of sync. Would you believe your pets are coping with it as well? We will explain on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 6th, the 310th day of the year. Soldier and football player Pat Tillman was born on this day, and in 1860, Abraham Lincoln was elected as our 16th president. Whether it's gaining or losing an hour, most of us need a day or two to adjust after a time change weekend. But few people consider that it might throw our pets off kilter, too. Of course, animals don't watch the clock, but they are creatures of habit. Used to being fed, walked and doing their business at routine intervals. If they're acting a little antsy today, that may be why. Next time the clocks change, help them ease into the new routine by shifting their schedule a few minutes each day for a week or so. That will probably make the adjustment a lot easier on you as well. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. Good Monday. Charlie Brewer threw for 315 yards and three touchdowns in his first career start as Baylor pounded lowly Kansas 38-9 on Saturday. The Bears gave new coach Matt Rhule his first career victory with their eighth straight win over the Jayhawks. Kansas hasn't beaten a football bowl subdivision team yet this season. Meanwhile, the K-State Wildcats get a last-minute touchdown and ride that momentum to a 42-35 win over Texas Tech on Saturday. Down 35-27 with 42 seconds to play, Skylar Thompson scored a one-yard touchdown run. The Wildcats converted on a two-point conversion to send the game into overtime. Thompson struck again in OT when he connected with Byron Pringle on an 8-yard touchdown pass to give K-State a 42-35 advantage. K-State's defense held, giving the Wildcats their second consecutive win. Mid-America Network Sports.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes, and there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 15% off select special order patio doors, garage doors, and windows. If you've been thinking about upgrading, but you've been looking for just the right time, this could be the opening you've been waiting for. Come on in. With savings like these, you don't have to wait for an upgrade, but you shouldn't wait too long. Select patio doors, garage doors, and windows. 15% off now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through November 15th. See store for details.
Alex Smith and the Kansas City Chiefs will probably be spending more time in practice on the play that got them back in a game against the Dallas Cowboys before eventually losing. Now that the toss and run play to Tyreek Hill has worked, maybe it needs a name. The Hill Mary, perhaps. An otherwise drab day for the NFL's third-ranked offense got a brief boost on the crazy score with the clock expired at the end of the first half in a 28-17 loss by Kansas City to the Dallas Cowboys. Baker Mayfield passed for a school-record 598 yards, and number 5 Oklahoma outlasted number 11 Oklahoma State 62-52 on Saturday in one of the highest-scoring games in the history of the rivalry. Mayfield threw 5 touchdown passes and ran for another score to outdo Oklahoma State quarterback Mason Rudolph in a battle of two Heisman Trophy contenders. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville Bulldogs improved to 10-1 on the season, ending the Larned Indians campaign at 6-5. Marysville 36, Larned 28. Marysville would score on their opening drive, a 6-yard pass to Gabe Peasel. Larned answers back on a 21-yard pass to Wes Davis. Marysville goes ahead on their second possession, 23-yard pass to Jacob Backus. 2 turnovers for Larned in the second quarter. Marysville recovers a fumble and takes an interception. Bulldogs would score one more before intermission. With 6 seconds left, Jack Bloomer on a 1-yard quarterback keeper. Marysville took a 24-7 lead to the locker room. Third quarter, it was Hornbeek scoring with 5:11 to play for Marysville. McConnell just under 3 minutes to play for 43 yards out. And a third, Larned turnover in that third quarter. Marysville's final score early in the fourth. Eric Raver from 1 yard out. Larned has 2 scores left. Marion Perez catches a pass with 7:10 remaining. Blake Skelton, his 55-yard pass reception with 3:43, but they were one score shy. Took possession with 17 seconds left, couldn't do it. Marysville 36, Larned 28. Bulldogs at 10-1 will host the Cheney Cardinals. Larned season comes to an end at 6-5. Reporting for King Indy Wide Sports, I'm Bruce Bjerke.
Three area teams advanced to the next round in postseason football. Centralia will host Pittsburgh, St. Mary's Colgan Friday at 6. Hanover kicks off at Caldwell Friday at 7. And Marysville will host Cheney that game Saturday at 4. We'll air the Hanover-Caldwell game live Friday on FM 95.5 and the Marysville-Cheney matchup live Saturday on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Planning is an ongoing process for gardeners. We're always looking for new varieties, solutions to problem areas, or ways to improve our landscapes. And as you plan for the future, consider adding a few fragrant plants. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Consider how plants emit their fragrance when locating them in the garden. Some, like lilacs and jasmine, produce fragrances that float in the air. Monitor airflow and place near sitting areas and open windows where the breezes will blow the fragrance to the desired location. Some plants, like scented geranium, rosemary, and thyme, release their fragrance when touched. Place these along walkways where you and visitors will brush against the plants and enjoy the fragrance. And add a few to containers on decks and balconies. You won't be able to resist giving them a pet. Avoid overwhelming and clashing scents by keeping strongly scented plants at least 10 feet apart. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the great courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties. Track and record your garden with photos and notes. Share on Facebook and Twitter. And so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
He went to Notre Dame despite the fact he did not have a high school diploma. And once he got there, his original plans changed and made him quite well known. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company, proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Bob Urkula shares the story of one famous football player from Calumet, Michigan.
He was born here, grew up here. Other than the years that he was at Notre Dame, this was his home.
He's speaking of George Gipp, often simply known as the Gipper.
He was pretty much truant a lot of the time. Not a troublemaker in school, but just wasn't there very often. But he showed up when the games were being played, and he only played basketball. He didn't play football.
Gipp also played pickup baseball games in the summer. Those that knew Gipp personally have passed, but many said his best sport was not football, but rather baseball.
Pete Bedino, who ran a local hardware store, told me he was a teenager when Gipp was coming home in the summer to play ball from Notre Dame, and he said they had another outfielder called Paul Hogan, who was probably faster than Gipp, And he said those two alone could have covered the outfield. They wouldn't have needed a third fielder. They were so fast.
And it was baseball that led him to South Bend, Indiana. Wilbert Gray, who was from Calumet, recruited Gipp to play baseball, despite the fact he was Protestant and did not have a high school diploma.
The story, a lot of people have heard it. Newt Rockne seen him one day kick a football in an adjacent field to the baseball diamond, and holy cow, he says, where are you from? You know, and then the whole story.
The Irish football coach, Rockne, got Gipp to play football, and his fame on the gridiron soon eclipsed any accomplishments in baseball. Our story about the Gipper continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Calumet, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.
West, young maples and oaks. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A 30-year study is showing some tree species are on the move due to factors of climate change as you're living the country life. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
A study on trees in the eastern United States shows they're packing their roots and moving. Over the past 30 years, many species of trees in the east have been shifting their growing locations in response to climate change. Purdue University professor Songlin Fai led the research team that gathered data on 86 tree species between 1980 and 2015. The common thought was that trees would move north to cooler temperatures as the eastern U.S. becomes warmer. However, he says the most surprising result is that a lot of the trees are moving west. They're going where the water is.
One particular aspect that we were able to find is that the precipitation patterns in the eastern U.S. has changed. So compared to the Midwest, there is much more moisture available and allowing trees are growing there.
Deciduous trees like oak and maple are primarily moving westward, but evergreens are moving more to the north. Think of a forest as a community of trees that live together. Fai says through more study, they hope to learn which communities are more vulnerable than others so they can provide guidance.
The other aspects is we really want to know the physiologies of these trees. We want to know their responses and what is the tolerance level. So possibly with further knowledge, we are able to make recommendations about, you know, seed zones and other management practices to make our forest stronger and more resilient.
Fai says further research on tree communities will focus on the impact that climate change can have on the sustainability of diverse ecosystems. Learn more about tree migration at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
There will be a land auction for the William C. Cutting Trust Friday, November 10th. 157 acres in Marshall County, more or less, located a half mile east of Vermilion between Stone Road and Highway 9. This farm has traditionally been used as a stock farm, approximately 30 acres of grazing. For details, go online to jhorrigan.com or contact Joe Horrigan Realty and Auction. This land auction for the William Cutting Trust, Friday, November 10th, begins at 10 a.m. at the Frankfurt American Legion.
The Lighthouse is a memory support residence designed to nurture individuals living with cognitive impairment, offering 24-hour nursing service, a team specialized in dementia and Alzheimer's care, and an excellent caregiver-to-resident ratio. We give residents the opportunity to enjoy life through intergenerational programming, nature and agricultural activities, and faith connections. Visit our website at thelighthouseks.com to learn more. The Lighthouse in Marysville, opening this fall.
In some parts of the country, dairy farms are producing more milk than local processing plants can handle. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Are you turning every stone to find ways to get the most out of your fields? Looking for the latest products along with expert advice, seasoned by years of experience? If your goal is to earn more from every acre this year, turn to your DuPont Crop Protection team for the right portfolio of products to help you maximize the value of your fields. When your fields are facing pressure from insects, weeds, and diseases, reach out to your DuPont Crop Protection team. They can help you customize a program from DuPont's broad portfolio of proven solutions. So what are you waiting for? It's strong protection you can depend on from the people you can lean on. Contact your DuPont Crop Protection sales professional today to start planning your strategy for producing a healthy harvest next fall. DuPont Crop Protection, together with you in the pursuit of performance.
Milk surpluses in states like South Dakota and Nebraska prompted both states to be at the recent World Dairy Expo to recruit processors. David Skaggs is with the South Dakota Department of Agriculture.
Fewer cows are making more milk, and we've added enough cows in the state of South Dakota. We've filled our dairy processing plants today. What we're trying to do now is find alternative methods of processors coming into the state of South Dakota.
The milk surplus is even bigger in Nebraska, where Rod Johnson is executive director of the Nebraska State Dairy Association.
We're in a situation where right now about two-thirds of the milk that is produced in Nebraska actually leaves the state for processing in other places. We have a lot of good productive land along Interstate 80 and a lot of good areas for dairies to grow and to develop. So that's primarily where the communities that got involved with us are located.
That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Senate Ag Committee holding a hearing for a couple more USDA political nominees next week. Committee leadership announcing a hearing for Glenn Smith of Iowa to be member of the Farm Credit Administration Board and Stephen Vaden of Tennessee to be USDA General Counsel. Hearing scheduled for next Thursday morning. Meanwhile, the nomination of Bill Northey as Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation remains on hold by Texas Senator Ted Cruz. Cruz demanding a meeting with the administration on the renewable fuel standard. Northey's nomination breezed through the Senate Ag Committee last month, along with Greg Ibaugh as Undersecretary for Agriculture for Marketing and Regulatory Programs. Well, the Senate confirmed Ibaugh's nomination a week ago, and he was sworn in Monday morning in Omaha by Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. And Cargill plans to launch new technology in tracking cattle to develop a verified sustainability standard for consumers called the Cargill Canadian Beef Sustainability Acceleration Pilot. The effort should move the company's customers a step closer to providing consumers with the beef from operations that have been audited from birth to burger using an industry-developed sustainability standard. Using RFID tags for cattle, they will be tracked from the time producers tag them through processing at Cargill's High River Beef Plant in Canada. Cargill spokesperson cited research showing consumers want more information about their food, saying the pilot program will help Cargill implement the standard to provide consumers an increased level of trust in the beef they produce and eat. And the 11 remaining Trans-Pacific Partnership nations edging closer to sealing the Comprehensive Free Trade Pact. New Zealand recently agreed to amend some specific laws that are not subject to TPP, but are needed to move the path forward for an agreement. The move brings member countries closer to a victory in support of a free trade that will be finalized at an Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit next week in Vietnam. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Market update from Mid-America Ag Network. Good signs for corn, wheat, soybeans. December corn up 1, 349 and a quarter. March up a half a cent, 362 and a half. December KC wheat up 2 and a quarter at 429. March up 2 at 446 and a half. Soybeans on the green side. November beans up 7 and a half at 984 and a half. January beans up 7 and three quarters at 994 and a half. All the later months are up by 7 cents or more. December soybean meal is up 180 at 315.70. January bean meal is up 170 at 317.70. December soybean meal is up 190 at 315.80. January bean meal up 170 at 317.70. Bean oil is higher as well. December up 47 points at 34.89. January up 47 points at 35.06. So things look well in the soy complex, and corn and wheat are doing nicely also. Really struggling in the livestock complex here on Monday. December live cattle 124.92. That's down 237. February live cattle at 130.17. That's down 157. All the later months are not doing well, all lower. November feeders at 159.60, down 127. Jan feeder cattle at 160.35, down 117. All the later months in feeder cattle are lower as well, so not a good day there. December hogs down 57 at 64.52. February hogs, though, up a dime at 72.07, and most of the later months are up, so not all is lost in the livestock complex. Cotton is having a pretty good day today. December cotton up 26 points, 68.98. March cotton up 39 points at 69.16. So things are doing well for cotton here on Monday. Crude oil is really doing nicely. December crude is at 57.13. That's up $1.49. While January crude oil is at 57.36, that's up $1.50. So a strong day so far for crude oil here on Monday. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. NJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And for the next 4 days on National Farm Report, I'll share with you the stories of the FFA stars, beginning with agricultural placement. After this message,
the folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
I do like to give attention to the four FFA stars honored each year at the National FFA Convention by devoting a one-day report. And I begin with the National FFA Organization's American Star in Agricultural Placement, a young lady from Iowa. Kelly Eink, when she was a youngster, she found that horsepower and torque was far more interesting than playing with dolls and dress-up. The Paulina, Iowa resident's fascination with engine mechanics eventually led her to take agriculture and power, in addition to other technical courses while she was in FFA. For her supervised agricultural experience, Eink worked at a small car garage as a general mechanic and service technician in her hometown of Pringgar, Iowa. Then she went to diesel tech school at a community college in town, and there she enjoyed the hands-on work of mechanical engineering. Her experience with agriculture was limited while she was growing up, but most everyone in her family drove trucks, they hauled livestock, so to an extent it was agriculture. But getting in this field, she says, has broadened my horizon. The crops, animals, and custom work on top of it really highlight what I'm doing. So she decided to look into a career that focused on mechanics, perhaps mechanical engineering, and she began taking classes for a 2-year degree in diesel technology. And now she works as a general mechanic and service technician for Randy's Services and Icon Ag and Turf. She said she has gained a huge amount of mechanical knowledge as a result of working on more than 30 different models. And I say, if your heart's in it, go for it. She said, each step I took had its own challenges. That's Kelly Eink, the star in agricultural placement.
Farmers Cooperative is your go-to place for agronomy, lubricants, energy, feed, and on-the-farm Mr. Tire Service. We're your extra set of wheels, your hired help, your partner to get the job done. With our Mr. Tire Service, trucks and multiple lines of products from companies that stand behind performance, Farmers Cooperative is right by your side, ready to serve you. See your Farmers Cooperative tire branch today.
Investing in our owner's success.
Congratulations to Kelly Eink, American star in agricultural placement. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Cattlemen, this is Harry Mosier from the Mosier Ranch, inviting you to attend our 26th annual bull sale on Saturday, November 11th at 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Wheaton, Kansas. In the offering is 76 Sim Angus bulls, 12 purebred Simmental bulls, and 35 Angus bulls. All bulls have been tested for PIBVD, trich, and leukosis. Check out our website at MosierRanch.com for sale information. our catalog and video on the 123 sale bulls. Hope to see you on November 11th.
Today's market for tractors is flooded with offerings and deals. But then again, it depends on what size of tractor you're looking for on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
I'm the neighbor with the orange tractor. I plant, grow, harvest, haul, and feed. Caring for the land is a responsibility we all share out here. For our families, for ourselves, for us all. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months. Now through December 31st, 2017. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Whether you get a deal on a tractor at auction is going to depend a lot on its horsepower. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. He was recently at an auction in eastern Iowa where he tracked a 67-horsepower utility tractor and a 225-horsepower full-size tractor. Mowitz thought for sure that the larger tractor would sell for six figures, but it didn't. He says it went for just over $80,000.
That guy could take that tractor, use it for the next 3 to 4 years, and I bet he trades it in or sells it for as much money as he paid for it. He can basically get free use of that tractor for several years because this is a historic low price. We are at the floor, I think, of everything large in machinery. Combines, tractors, planters, tillage equipment.
The smaller utility tractors are crossover machines for many different types of uses. Mowat says he suspected the price of the utility tractor he was looking at would be relatively stable, and he was right.
This tractor sold for $26,000. And I recently tracked the recent sale of two other tractors just identical to this, and they brought in between $26,000 to $28,000. So there you have an example that the utility tractor market is certainly strong and it's firm, and that's because other industries are in there bidding on those tractors.
I'm Jody Hinke. Pick up Dave Mowitz's Steel Deals reports on RFD TV, every issue of Successful Farming magazine, and also on agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, CropQuest annual conference, CropQuest Information Quest, is going on in Overland Park, Kansas this week. They have invited industry-leading partners to discuss the latest farming trends and challenges in the field. Greg Hudek is with conference sponsor Bayer.
Well, with Bayer, we've got some interesting times ahead. We're in the process of possibly acquiring Monsanto, so that's very interesting. And if so, we're going to be talking about the possibility of divesting some of our Liberty brands and the Liberlink herbicide. That'll be on the horizon for Bayer Crop Science. Right now, we'll be discussing fall burn downs. We have a lot of mare's tail, hen bit showing up in these fall harvested crops, so a good time to address weed control after harvest. Be discussing those options. And we also have a new nematicide and fungicide that we're evaluating in corn production for nematode control. So we're doing some plot work on that, looking for some help for trials in 2018. Those are a few things going on with Bayer right now.
CropQuest Information Quest underway this week in Overland Park, Kansas. In other news, over the past few years, farmers have cut their spending due to low commodity prices caused in part by a global glut of commodities. The Dow Jones report says it's now commodity traders' turn to do the same. Companies that dominate the global grain trade, including Archer Daniels Midland and Bungie Limited, are cutting spending by hundreds of millions of dollars and restructuring their operations. 5 years of continuous bumper crops all over the globe have kept grain prices low and overturned the traditional dynamics in the farm sector. The largest trading companies that buy and sell farmers' products are getting squeezed. Farmers are choosing to store a lot of their corn rather than sell it at low prices, and some food companies are placing fewer long-term orders as prices continue to stay low. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Don't miss the 2017 Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena. Tickets will be hard to find when the PRCA's top steer ropers throw at PRCA Gold. See this year's field made up of the sport's greatest ropers battling to put their name in the history books over the two-day championship. Get your tickets for $25 at KansasStarCasino.com or Ticketmaster.com. The Clem McSpadden National Finals Steer Roping, 7:30 p.m. November 10th and 11th at the Kansas Star Arena.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
KNDY.